Salvage Hackensaw, Baby J Hackensaw, Shiner, Malin, and Four Hackensaw, the Kooky-Eyed Fox. With names like those, a band would have to sound like this.
Well, I was parking cars out on Sorority Row, where all the pretty women like a virgin stone. They're like a mountain stream, they got no faults at all.
That's Parking Lot Song by the Hackensaw Boys from their new CD, Love What You Do. We're joined here in Studio 4E by the entire band, all at once. Thanks very much for being with us. Come on, guys, you can do better than that, can't you? Well, can I ask each of you to identify yourselves, I guess, by stage name and real name, or at least stage name and the instrument you play?
Sure. My name's Malin Hackensaw, but my wife knows me by Robert Bullington, and I play a mandolin in the Hackensaw Boys.
I'm Salvage Hackensaw, and I play a pile of junk in the Hackensaw Boys.
I really want to talk about the pile of junk, yeah.
My name's Shiner Hackensaw, and I play the guitar.
My name's Baby J Hackensaw, known as Jesse Fisk in the real world. I play the bass harmonica and some accordion.
They call me Four Hackensaw. My mama calls me Ferd. And I play the fiddle and the bass. I have a big time doing it. Hey.
My real name's Jimmy Stelling, and I'm the Kooky-Eyed Fox.
Now, you guys aren't brothers at all, are you?
Only if driving in a van all year makes you brothers. We are definitely brothers.
We smell like brothers. Yeah.
So, Rob and David.
Yes, sir.
Right? You're our designated spokespersons today, I understand it?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Tell us how you came up with the name of the band. Where's that come from?
Well, the sad story, I'm afraid, is
right,
that it was one of those jokes that sort of sticks, and after about a week and you've played 6 or 7 shows during the course of that week, you have no choice but to keep the name.
Mm-hmm.
And it originated with a play on words, and you can't see me, of course, because this is radio, but I would be hacking at a mandolin and, say, sawing at a fiddle. Hack and saw. And 6 years later, we're the Hackensaw Boys.
And what got the 6 of you together?
I guess fate and just the love of music and the small town, Charlottesville, Virginia, where we started. We just all had a similar goal, which was to play music and make people feel good, and we're still trying to do that.
Well, we wanted to hear a song.
All right.
Without further delay, could we hear Cannonball?
Absolutely. Come on, Malin.
All right, let's bring him this song now called The Cannonball Broke Down. It's all about disasters, and we're going to do it for you now in the key of G. Here we go. There's money in tobacco and a fortune to be made, selling recycled engines and video arcades. Shame we all can't profit from the measure of our time. We're paying for the wisdom of our crimes. Well, a mess of medication may liberate your mind, leave you stranded in the flood. We're barren on that rise. Gather around me, children, and I will tell you all about the beautiful disaster they called the cannonball. Cannonball!
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 Cannonball.
Well, tell the truth, can you pay a mom a call, call, call?
Cannonball!
Just to keep her on that line. She ran on radiation at the speed of physical prime. In Alaska they got oil, but in Florida turpentine is paying for the wisdom of our crimes. She came out of that gate like she'd fall behind. She pulled them from the start and through that finish line. They thought they'd make a killing, she did just right to fall for. They did not know that mighty cannonball.
Cannonball!
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 Well, now tell the truth, can you hear mama call, call, call?
Cannonball!
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 Oh, there she goes! Of combustion, they heard her final cry all the way from downtown Nashville to the halls of Columbine. No creature feeling sorry for the creatures great and small who rode atop that mighty cannonball.
Cannonball!
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 Well, now tell the truth, get your hail, I'm a call, call, call.
Cannonball!
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 Well, there she goes. She grabbed her up and plastered her paw.
polished to a perfect shine, and they laid her in her grave with the creosote and lime. Nothing was delivered for an under to recall the lessons of that mighty cannonball.
Cannonball, 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 cannonball.
Well, now tell the truth, give him a call, call, call. Cannonball,
cannonball,
cannonball. Well, there she goes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much.
Malin, could I ask you to switch places with Salvage for just a second?
Hi, Scott.
Hi. We could follow this for a second. Salvage.
Yes.
Yes. Now, you say you play a pile of junk. We're looking
right
at your instrument now. Let's put like half a dozen tin cans, yep, a punctured aerosol can.
Coconut milk can.
Hairspray or something?
Tea can, breath mints, bike bells.
Hubcap, is that?
Hubcap, yeah. I found in Boulder, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it has just come from wherever we've been and various recycling centers around the United States.
So you keep adding to your instrument?
Well, I usually just make them and break them and then make a new one. It's kind of ever-evolving, sort of ever-changing.
Well, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but could we hear a quick riff solo on the pile of junk?
Sure.
That's all right. Thank
something
you
like
much
that, anyway.
Best pile of junk I've heard. Well, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Scott.
Rob.
Yes.
Malin, yes. How do you wind up playing the mandolin?
When we started the band about 5.5, 6 years ago, I happened to be the one who had a mandolin because I had inherited it from my great uncle, who was in a band called the Roanoke Jug Band back in the 20s. So I had his guitar and his mandolin. I had never really thought about playing the mandolin, but I had one, and therefore I became the mandolin player. And as these guys will tell you, I've been learning how to play it ever since.
You're doing a great job, Robert. You're doing a great job.
That's the old-time way.
Even I could tell that. Well, if we could get you to play the song Sun's Work Undone.
Ready? Here we go. You to know is how much I love you. I place no one above you, and you're always in my bed. And on the day you were born, something inside of me grew, and something inside of me knew that I had done the right thing. And you did what you did. You had your own reasons. It was your season. I believe it was your spring. And the rains that had come left the sun's work undone. And the flowers are happy for the changing. And I knew in my heart, baby, someday we would part. And now it's worth all the waiting. The rains
worth of waiting. And the rains made it calm, left the sun's work undone. And the flowers are happy for the changing. And I knew in my heart, baby, someday we would start. Now it's worth all the changing. For now it's worth all the changing. For now it's worth all the waiting.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Where do you find you wind up touring, performing?
Touring?
Yeah.
It would be easier to say where we don't tour, as a matter of fact. Yeah. We all over, literally.
Yeah. we've crossed the country many times.
And we had the good fortune, too, to be the backing band for Charlie Louvin of the Louvin Brothers. And that was definitely a very intense and bountiful experience for us to work with him.
Well, what did you learn from him?
Mostly, to tell you the truth, I learned about stage presence from him, about getting up and testifying to a group of people, even if they've never heard of you before, even if most of them were born after your career was kind of over, you know, and to just stand up there and just testify and make them believe. And every night he killed them. Every night he did a great job.
Where do you folks see yourself fitting into the music scene?
That's difficult. I would say we would fit in hopefully with people that want to experience music on and I mean this hopefully it will sound in a good way, and on a base level of just acoustic music and the honest level of non-amplification, if you will. Not that amplification is dishonest, but it's a different experience when you just have a kind of nothing except basically strings and wood in front of you. But
and the tin cans
and the tin cans,
bicycle
course, and the
bell.
That's exactly right.
We'll probably fit on the street corner, because that's where we started, and that's where the music kind of derives its energy from, is being able to stand on a street corner and draw a crowd with just your instruments and your voices and nothing between you and the people walking past.
We want you to play us out in a certain song, but first I just want to thank you all very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for all your time. Do you mind your real names being known here at the end?
Absolutely not.
That's Jesse Fisk, Robert Bullington, David Sickman, Ferd Moyse IV.
That's right.
Justin Newhart, and Jimmy Stelling. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott. Thank you, Scott.
Their new release is called Love What You Do, joining us here in Studio 4A, the Hackensaw Boys. And could we ask you to take us out on We Are Many?
Yes, sir. Let's get down to it, fellas.
Where we live, where we live, where the
looking for it. What we know, we do believe in. It's the love of a friend. Now on your left, it's your brother. On your right, let your sister right behind you. Let your family right in front of you. Your life to live. Woke this morning with a tear in my head. This morning I was thinking about you. Wanna thank you for all the things that you do. Wanna thank you for the moon above. Wanna thank you for the stars that I love. Shine down on us now and show us somehow. Once we've learned, we can stop them. Our names are on the board. Where we live, we're looking for it. What we know, we do believe in. It's the love of a friend. Now on your left side is your brother. On your right side, let your sister right behind you. Let your family right in front of you. It's your life to live. On your left side is your brother. On your right side, that's your sister. Right behind you, that's your family. Right in front of you is your life to live. Now on your left side is your brother. On your right side, that's your sister. Right behind you, that's your family. Right in front of you is your life to live.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.